chatting to Sokas Sabiers, the editor at Africa.com, and they put together a top 10 list of stories on their website every day about what's happening around Africa. Sokas will run through a few of those stories making news on the African continent, and you can find those stories on www.africa.com. Sokas, very good morning to you. And this morning we're chatting about a rustic energy solution to save Uganda's forests.
Yes. So 10% of the rural community in Uganda do not have electricity and therefore rely on burning wood for their cooking needs, their warmth needs. And what this has done is that over the years, especially for women who are usually the ones who become the cooks, burning wood is not very good for your breathing capabilities because of the smog, which hampers how you breathe. And besides that, it's also just over the years made deforestation in Uganda a very big problem. What has happened is that a man in the village has come up with a way to actually provide ovens made from mud. So if you think about a pizza oven and how it looks like in terms of the way it's made, the way it's shaped, he has created that type of stove with a chimney to make sure that they can be put in the several rural homes to make sure that, you know, first of all, people avoid having open fire stoves, which then eliminates the need to burn as much wood, for example. And what this has also done is that it's changed. You know, I've just heard you now that in terms of education, it's changed a lot of ways of how people do stuff. You know, it's all good and well for a government or for environmentalists or for activists to say, you know, stop doing this, but the why and the how do you then do something else, for example, is what's always missing. And this is the gap that this man has solved in terms of this is why you should not cut down the trees, because it helps in terms of our breathing, the air, with climate change. We need more trees so that we have cleaner air. And then he further takes it a step further by empowering him. This is the solution you can do to make sure that you don't have to rely on cutting down trees.
Sokas, we are chatting to us about a rustic solution, but the thing is that one needs to move to, I don't know, more to solar in Africa, because we need to enhance the sun's energy to produce, the energy for us to cook on.